Here's a number to sit with before we even get started. The European Parliament just approved a mass surveillance law that would scan every private message sent by every person on the continent. Not targeted surveillance, all of them. That's the world we're stepping into on this Friday, July 10th, 2026. Welcome to IntelliJix HN Daily. I'm Marcus Rodriguez.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That chat control vote is absolutely the story of the day from a civil liberties and technology perspective, and we'll dig into it thoroughly. But honestly, Marcus, the competition for lead story is fierce today. OpenAI dropped GPT 5.6, John Deere just settled with the FTC on right to repair, and there's a solo developer who built what people are calling the finest train simulator ever created. The Hacker News community is buzzing on all fronts.
Before we get into any of it, a quick word for anyone joining us for the first time. While everything we cover here is sourced from Hacker News, we're a completely independent operation. No affiliation with Y Combinator, no sponsorship from Hacker News, no endorsement from anyone over there. We're just two people who think the HN community surfaces some of the most interesting technical and policy stories on the internet, and we want to share them with a broader audience.
And on that note, if you've never spent time on Hacker News yourself, please do. The URL is news.icombinator.com. And what we do here is genuinely just scratching the surface. The comments sections on these stories are where engineers, researchers, and founders bring real depth and lived experience to these topics. Some of the most insightful technology analysis you'll find anywhere is in those threads. We're giving you the highlights. The community gives you the full picture.
Here's what we've got lined up today. We'll open with the EU Parliament's chat control vote, which intersects surveillance law, end-to-end encryption, and the future of digital privacy across 450 million people. Then we're moving into AI. GPT 5.6 lands with a significant benchmark jump. Meta's Muse Spark 1.1 is out. There's fascinating neuroscience work from EPFL, using AI-generated videos to stimulate specific brain regions. And we'll look at the Mac Mini AI demand story from Apple Silicon.
After that, we're digging into the developer tooling world. Postgres rewritten in Rust has hit 100% regression test pass rate, which is a meaningful technical milestone. Mitchell Hashimoto sat down for an interview about Ghosty and Zig that the HN community found genuinely substantive. We'll cover the GLM 5.2 project, getting large language models running on modest hardware. And there's a great piece on TLS certificates for internal services that every infrastructure engineer should read.
Then we're going broader. The John Deere Right to Repair FTC settlement is a genuine policy victory with real implications for agricultural technology and antitrust enforcement. We'll use that as a jumping-off point for a curriculum corner on how antitrust law actually works, because it's widely misunderstood. The ambulance pricing story connects to healthcare market structure in ways that are worth unpacking, and we'll spend time in our What If We're Wrong segment examining the Rust rewrite thesis more critically.
And rounding things out, the solo developer train simulator, the 18 words creative project, the Lisp advocacy piece, the Army Logistics Vulnerability Analysis from West Point, and a look at what the damn interesting blog is contemplating for its future. Plenty to get through. Let's start with Europe.